also entry into heaven when you think about it from the perspective of state. Heaven is the presence of truths worked into the life that have become good. It's the spiritual good represented by Israel that has to be present for what is of the divine to actually have a, as it says in the text, something whereby it can be grounded. Otherwise, it just flows straight through. But there are times when we are in the hell of our opprobrium, willingly so, by all appearances, and these truths come and we are fleeing from them because we're caught up in identifying with what is self-interest. And then there's a switch that occurs when we realize that, then it's like that celestial influence then embraces what is the self, our sense of self, and what is opposed to the Lord's work so far as a heavenly proprium is concerned flees away. There's a separation as we come to see the state for what it truly was and the forms of thinking and patterns of feeling and all of that as they are recognized to be hellish, then a separation occurs. So it's all a conceptual shift that has to take place in those moments, which is our experience. We have all experienced this here. So we see that we fall into the hells on a constant basis and are being saved from them as well as we look to the Lord or to the Word as the basis for our life. You know, no one's going to get it perfect. So you still have to attend to things as consciously as you can externally, but do the work that presents internally. That's all we can do, so that the external and the internal are brought into a relationship with each other that promotes what is of a higher quality. And the proprium is always active, looking to take from the Lord what is His. And we are given, by means of truths, the capacity to recognize that and step back and return what is the Lord's to Him. And that's what the spiritual life is, really. It's just this interplay between good and evil. And truths put us in the middle. And there has to be a willingness to look at what's arising. And we'll see something and the proprium will jump in and appropriate it and twist it and do whatever it does with it until next time. But as was spoken, the Lord's providence is over the process. This is how it works. This is how we get set free from the hells. You know, when we talk about the inflow of the Lord's divine celestial into spiritual good, well, the Lord's divine celestial is a love for the salvation of the human race. So it is that which brings about the regeneration of the human mind. And we have to be working at that level where a plane of spiritual good, which is practice, right? That's what builds that plane up, so that what is higher can have an organizing influence over those things that are lower, right down to the hells that are in us, the proprial elements that are in us. They all have to be ordered in a way whereby our sense of self is reestablished in what is of the Lord. So this idea of the celestial angels being sent down into hell to sort things out, right? Yeah, well, you know, when we're in the hell of our proprium, a truth which has to do with the salvation of the human race can break through. That's an angel coming in, and it presents as an insight that actually this behavior, this pattern of thinking, this pattern of feeling, like this just isn't, this is hell. And as soon as that insight comes, then our sense of self is shifted out of that into the truth that's come through. And even in the depths of that, in the process of regeneration, our sense of self is held. It's held by the Lord. And even though we're in the midst of hell, the hell of our proprium or whatever those states are that are arising, you know, we are maintained in a level of integrity as to our sense of self to the point whereby we can handle whatever's arising, and then we are extracted. And we're moved into some other state, which is milder, could even be a state of joy and relief due to having been delivered, and the process continues on.